Togwell Baptist, we're so glad that you're here this morning joining us. We're excited to be in the house of the Lord. I hope yesterday was a wonderful day for you as you celebrated America's birthday. And hope you maybe got to enjoy some barbecue or some Boston butt or ribs or whatever your fancy was pretty much. But hopefully you got together with your family is the main thing and maybe spent some time. And was able to thank God for all the blessings that you have. Several on our prayer list this week that we need to please remember. Please remember the Jackson and the Harden family. Miss Judy's funeral will be tomorrow, and it will be family only is what it'll be. So any cards, Greg had sent out an email saying all the cards, the texts, the phone calls have been so much appreciated and so much felt and loved. And remember them and remember all of them in your prayers. Also remember Teresa Chandler's mother. I'd put out a prayer request late last night that she had they thought was a heat exhaustion, but she ended up having a heart attack. They were able to get 3 stents in her. She is recovering, but as rules and law right now, you can't get to the loved one in the hospital. So everybody at all costs, please try to remain out of the emergency room. But unless you feel like you need to go, then by all means you go. But it's just tough to get other people back there to be with you. Luckily, Teresa's mother was able to make a phone call out yesterday. That's how Wade said they heard from her. She was actually able to call them, so that was a blessing in itself. Remember Amanda Roy, Leslie's friend. She had a prayer request this morning. Amanda had a mass on her colon that was taken out Friday, and she is a school nurse over in Montgomery County, so please remember her in your prayers also. We've also got the children's home offering that we're going to announce for the next 2 weeks here. And then we'll set up a date to when we'll actually collect it, okay? Right, Miss Brenda? That sounds pretty good. That's exactly what we'll do. And then also, Miss Brenda had brought some vegetable orders this morning for Benny. And the thing we've done several times in the past where the man actually brings the bag of vegetables. If anyone is interested, please grab an order form and fill it out. And I guess you could turn that right back into Miss Brenda. And then we'll get them to the people and see what we can do as far as that goes. I'm not sure of any other announcements. Everybody's looking masked up. And Miss Kay, go ahead.
I'm getting senile here, but
it's okay.
Did we mention Mr. Rufus Pearson and
that guy? Oh, thank you so much. Also, Mr. Rufus Pearson, please remember them in your prayers also. Last I was told, it was pushed to July the 25th.
Tentatively,
somewhere. Apparently, some of his family members have coronavirus right now, and they're trying to get over it. So please remember the Pearson family also. Thank you so much. Because, like I said, I'll mess up. Any others this morning before we open up in the Lord with prayer? Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we just thank you, Lord, for this wonderful time that we can be in your house, God, and just worship you, Lord. May we all clear our minds, Father God, and just put our attention on you, Father God, and everything, Lord, that you are, which is the Alpha, the Omega, the first, the last, the beginning, and the end, Father. You are our all in all, God, and we just want to worship you this morning, Lord. Lead and guide and direct us, Father God, as we start our weeks, as we look towards you, Father. Help us, Lord, to be your hands and your feet, God. Lead, guide, and direct us, Lord. And we just love you and we thank you. All these that I mentioned on the prayer list, Father God, all the families hurting right now, all the families recovering right now, Father, from the corona, I just pray, God, and the families who have lost loved ones, Lord, be with them, God. Put hedges of protection around them, Father. Let your grace comfort them, Lord, as we know it will. Father, we just love you and we thank you. And as we take these next few minutes, God, may we make you smile. May we bring you honor, Lord, and glory, Father, to your name. Help us, Father God, as we draw closer to you. These things I ask in your most precious and holy name. Amen. So glad that you're here this morning. I know we're a little skimpy. July the 4th was yesterday, America's birthday, and praise God, we can celebrate it in a land of independence and a land of the free is the main thing. So I pray that everybody is safe and well, and hopefully we will be back to regular people next Sunday is what I look forward to. All right, Miss Leslie, you're the single pimp today, ain't ya? All righty, Miss Leslie's going to lead us in some music.
We're going to do first America the Beautiful and then My Country Tis of Thee. The pips took off today. One of them's coming at 11, but we're bringing Maddie and Henry back today, so we'll see how that goes. They couldn't handle two services, I don't think. Y'all can stand if you want to, even though nobody can see us, that's okay. Number 646, the first and the last, My Country Tis of Thee. 646.
Trey this morning for our little word of the month, but he's actually down in
Dolphin Island,
actually on a little family vacation, so he will be. Also remember him and their family in your prayers too, as they just have safe travel home. Everything's going good with them. Just remember them in your prayers, so we wait to meet him again next Sunday. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, though, let's take a look at the Word of the Lord, and let's turn to 2 Thessalonians is where we're going to be. We're actually going to start in 2:13 is where we're going to start today. That is 2 Thessalonians 2:13. And let me give you a little background. Sweet Miss Theresa Bryant gave me a message title about
I think probably about maybe 4 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago. And the name of the sermon was Patiently Waiting on Our Savior. Ladies and gentlemen, that is exactly what we find ourselves doing today. We are patiently waiting on our Savior. And a lot of 2 Thessalonians, when Paul wrote it, was written right around AD 51-52. He had already wrote the 1 Thessalonians, but what had happened was some people and had actually stopped by. They thought the day of the Lord had already come. And he was warning them that, no, this has not happened. You need to stay on your guard, remain steadfast, remain ready to go at all times. Last week also, I don't know if y'all have caught it, since this is our third week meeting back, correct? This is our third week, okay? Had some faithfuls who have been here every time. It's been good to be in the house of the Lord, to be able to come back and to be able to meet together. And if you remember, I've led off with a question at the end of every sermon, okay? And don't worry, I'll recap for you. I'll let you know exactly where I'm at. But I kind of want to catch you up with where I'm at in my head right now. I try to, as much as I got happening in here, I want to portray everything out there. But sometimes this in here gets a little jumbled, as it sometimes does. But there was three questions. The first one I asked you was, what has God taught you during this time? Because nobody saw this coming. Nobody in our lifetimes has experienced it. I mean, truthfully, I mean, you know, we've dealt with sicknesses before, but it's never closed church. It never has. And that was so weird. Boy, when you take that away, that's sucker punching somebody. You know what I mean? So I'm so glad that we're able to be meeting back semi like we are. And I think it's a great thing. I think it's great giving people the option that at 9:30 you can come in here and you can mask up. Everybody in here is socially distanced. The families are the only thing together, and that's fine. I don't feel like we're doing anything wrong. But let me make this completely clear. If you do not feel comfortable, we understand. We're not holding it against you. I know it changes with my kids too. We're watching them all right now so close, we want nobody to come down with this, because it is a serious pandemic that people are dealing with, and people are dying from it. And that's the last thing we want to see. We always want to be ready. It's a different mindset when we've got into, because, you know, now we're limited to our Sunday mornings, and praise Jesus, we're doing that, you know, because we get to meet twice right here, but we give people the option of what they feel safest doing. I did not make that decision alone. It came with the help of the deacons. I had their full support in this, that this was what was going to be best for us at this time, because we are all patiently waiting on our Savior. Amen? Amen. That's exactly what we're doing. Let's look, but before I get carried off, though, three questions that I had been asking leading up to this, okay? First one was, what has God taught you? The second one, who do you need to reach out to? We talked about last week. We talked about complaining too much last week, about what was our beef so bad? What did we always complain about? What stopped us? Today, I want to ask, what mission are you on for Jesus? If you remember last Sunday, we had also talked too about some Bible tracts that we thought would be really handy. I had shared with you my own personal testimony of how I had received two that week, and I felt certain it was the Lord telling me something. Hands down, that was His way of getting to me, getting my attention. So you know what I did this week? I ordered 100 of those Bible tracts. And put our names all over the back of them, too. They're supposed to be arriving here Monday. Paid for them out of my own pocket. Didn't come from the church or anything. It was not expensive. Just something I felt led to do so I could bring us some and say, what do y'all think of this? This is pretty good. But in the meantime, too, I felt led to do my own track. I did. I wrote my own. And I'm still working on it a little bit, but believe it or not, I wrote it in 1 hour, about an hour and a half, 2 hours is what it took me. You know, I just sat down on a Monday evening. It was this past Monday evening, And I sat down and I just cut the TV off and I just grabbed my Bible and actually grabbed one of the kids' laptops there. I think it was Anna's for school. And I just went to typing my heart out. And I'd like to share that with you this morning too as we patiently wait on our Savior. Okay? And I'm actually going to display this at the back, but I titled it A Church on Mission for Jesus. It says, "My name is Michael Gilliard, and I am the pastor of Autogaville Baptist Church. I am in my first year of being a pastor, and my main objective is to reach people for Christ. I want my church to be on mission for Christ also. If you receive one of the pamphlets, please let us know if we can be of any assistance to you or if you have a question. You can visit our website. We would also love for you to come by and visit." Gave the church's address. I titled this in three ways, okay? My first paragraph was called God's Love. We have all experienced in our lifetime God's love at one time or another, okay? And hopefully you're experiencing it every single day. You look for reasons that you see God's love all around you. May it be through your friends, through your families, through your coworkers, through someone being an example to you, whatever the case may be. And this is what I wrote for God's love. I said, we can all experience God's love on this earth. The Holy Spirit is at work all around us, and we can be a part of that work. Have you ever experienced God's love? In 1 John 4:7-12, it says, "Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us and his love is made complete in us. Accept God's love today." Each and every one of you, we have to be ready to give an account of our testimony at any time. Now more than ever, we have to be ready. Look at what Paul tells the Thessalonian church right there in 2:13. He says, "Stand firm, but we ought always to thank God for you brothers and sisters loved by the Lord, because God chose you as first fruits to be saved through the sanctifying work of the Spirit and through belief in the church. He called you to this through our gospel, that you might share in the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ." 15 says, "So then, brothers and sisters, stand firm and hold fast to the teachings we passed on to you, whether by word of mouth or by letter. May our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us and by his grace gave us eternal encouragement and good hope, encourage your hearts and strengthen you in every good deed and word." Let's pray. God, we see your word more alive today, Lord, than we have before. Father, it seems like, Lord, when something can be taken away, God, we dig in, Lord. We all need to dig in for you, Father, to, Lord, be your hands and feet, God, to show other people your love, God. Lord, be at work in each of our hearts, Lord, that we be on mission for you, Father, that we be your hands and we be your feet, Lord. Help us, Father God, as we see the example from so many years ago at the Thessalonian church, Lord. Help Autogaville Baptist, Lord. Help us, Lord, to strength forward, to not be idle, to press forward toward the goal, toward the prize. Lord, be with each of us, Father. We love you and we thank you, Father. Amen. As we sit right there and look at that, we always need to be ready to give an account. What mission are you on for Jesus today? Let's look at what he says right there. He actually opens up in 3:1. I want to read this real quick before I share my second point. Look at what 3:1 says right there in 2 Thessalonians. As for other matters, brothers and sisters, pray for us that the message of the Lord may spread rapidly and be honored just as it is with you. And pray that we may be delivered from wicked and evil people. For not everyone has faith, but the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen you and protect you from the evil one. Gives us a warning right there. We have confidence in the Lord that you are doing and will continue to do the things we command. May the Lord direct your hearts into God's love and Jesus Christ's perseverance. We are all called to persevere above. When Paul uses the word sanctify in the first set of the scriptures, y'all all know that that means set apart. We are all set apart because Christ has called us. When you have Jesus in your heart, you are living for Him. We start off each day wondering what we can do for our Lord Jesus. Now, keep in mind, that's not the easiest thing to do, and I get that, because if you got a brain like mine, I squirrel 100 different directions before 9 a.m., and you might be the same way, too. Tanya, don't amen that. But that's exactly how sometimes we feel. We need to keep our focus nailed down on Jesus while we are patiently waiting on our Savior. I say that again. My second point that I did right there in my outline I had printed up in my Jesus track. That's what I called it, my Jesus track. Because I told Tanya, and I'll give you a little background history. The more I finished up Sunday day, and I got home that afternoon, and I pondered a lot about that. And I said, you know, I was looking at all these different things, and I was like, and I said, you know what? I could easily make my own. And Tanya said, why don't you do that? I mean, I said, I think I should. I think I'm going to. So I thought about it the rest of that night. And I waited about 20, waited all the next night I wrote it. And I said, let me pray and let me be thinking about some different things, how God has used me and how God uses us today in this world, in this lost world. And so my second point I came up with was repent and turn towards Jesus. And so I said, no one is perfect, and we all need Jesus every minute of every day. Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We need to turn towards Christ and ask for forgiveness of our sins. If we look at the first church in Acts 2:38, Peter replied, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. God sent His Son Jesus to this earth for you and me because we are not perfect in any way. John 3:16 says, for God so loved this world that He gave His one and only Son, that whosoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life. There you have it. If we accept Jesus as our personal Lord and Savior, we will be saved. Jesus is the only way to heaven, and God has given us access through His Son. All we have to do is accept His gift. Second point, okay? Am I doing all right so far? I'm nailing this on the head, buddy. I'm typing as fast as I can go. I'm having to go back and correct because I have to watch the keys. I'm a chicken pecker. You know what I mean? I do that right there. I can't type like normal people do. You always have to be on the way. But I said, Lord, you are speaking to me tonight. I am on fire. Tell Tina, you better get the hose in here because you might have to put me out. Always be ready, but I hope the word of the Lord does that to you. I hope that when you get into your Bibles and you start praying and you start asking Him, God, what am I on mission for you today? I hope that these scriptures start lighting up. That's what they need to do, and it doesn't matter of your age. It doesn't matter how old you are, how young you are. They come alive. We always need to be ready to act, to be ready, because we are, just like Miss Theresa said, we're patiently waiting on our Savior. And that's exactly what we're doing today. We're patiently waiting. We don't know what's going to happen in the next month. There's something, we see our numbers increasing and stuff, and it is kind of scary. I see it does unsettle people, you know, I mean, but we keep living our lives and we keep looking up toward our Savior. We are patiently waiting on our Lord. When you find yourself maybe a little discouraged or a little dismayed, find your Bible. Find the Word of the Lord. Meditate. Pray on it. Find it. Exactly what God's using. Mama has a good saying that she prays every morning. It's, she says, she prays every morning, empty me, fill me, and use me, O Lord. And that's so true that we all need to be saying that right now. Empty me, fill me, and use me. Look at what he says right there in 3:6. He says, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we command you, brothers and sisters, to keep away from every believer who is idle and disruptive and does not live according to the teaching you received from us. That goes back to 2, the whole reason he wrote it. He said, a lot of people have been saying that the Savior's already come. He hasn't come yet. You still need to be working towards the prize, towards the goal. But who is idle and disruptive? What's it like to be idle? You ever had a car stall out in traffic? Boy, that's the worst. What's it like to be idle? Can I share with you a story real quick? Like, just scared me to death. And this is how I don't want you to be, okay? So everybody's familiar with where TNT Outfitters is. It's across the River Bridge, exit 179, beside the old K-Bar K. Been there for years. It's an old building, okay? That's where we're located. So right there at Wells Fargo, and y'all know where that bank is, that main intersection is Bass Pro is where it is. There's a set of red lights right there. Very, very busy situation or intersection. So this probably happened to me about three, four, five months ago. I'm sitting at the red light, and I'm going to take a left-hand turn right there because I'm going to sneak in the back way to Hardee's, and I'm going to grab me a burger because I'm hungry. So I'm sitting there behind a gentleman, and I notice he is in a car, and he is just sitting there. So our light turns green, and I'm not a big honker, okay? I don't really, that's last resort I want to honk that horn. And when I do it, I'm trying to go like, you know, like barely hit it. So I don't like to do that because it scares me every time somebody does it to me. But I'm sitting there, and the light turns green. And the car does not move. And I thought, well, So... luckily, the man behind me honked his horn, and I said, yeah, I hear you. Let me bump mine. Doot. The car sits there. And I thought, well, here we go. Light goes to yellow now. We've done missed it. Sat through the whole thing. Then to red. So I said, Lord, what's my move? Put my truck in park. Hit my hazards, ease on up. As I approach, I notice an older white man in his car by himself, and I notice his head is back and his eyes are closed. I said, oh no. So I gently try to on that window. Boy, when I do, he come alive from there. He fell asleep at the wheel is what he had done, sitting at that red light. Lord knows, I don't know how he didn't take his foot off the brake or anything, but he just sat there and was resting. So when he looked at me and I looked at him, our eyes both got big because he looked at me like, what are you doing? And I said, I was just checking on you. You missed the red light, he said. Oh, I'm sorry, my doctor's got me on some new medicine. And I was thinking, you might want to drive home and get off the roads in case something bad happens. I will. I'm fine, though. I appreciate you checking on me. I said, we missed the first one. Stay awake for the second one.
Don't be idle. I need you to hang tight. Keep them eyes open and wide, big, and looking around. And he apologized. He said, "We'll do." Don't be idle like that. That's too idle. Don't fall asleep right in front of something. Always keep our focus on Jesus as we patiently await for our Savior. Patiently awaiting. When we always have to know a time. We always have to know when to be ready to give an account. Lord's going to lay that on your heart when the time is right. Maybe the Lord might lead you to write a Bible tract of your own, to maybe have something that you could have that you could rehearse and know to mind. Because I don't know about y'all, when I tend to write things down, it tends to stick a lot more than when if somebody tells me. It tends to stick a whole lot more. Who are you on mission for? Or what mission are you on for Jesus today? Look at what he says right there in 7. In 3:7, he says, after he's told them, "Now keep away from every believer who is idle and disruptive. Keep away from them." Then he encourages them. He says, "For you yourselves know how you ought to follow our example. We were not idle when we were with you, nor did we eat anyone's food without paying for it. They labored and toiled. They were not a burden to anyone." When we think about the work of the Lord, when we think about doing something for Jesus, if it comes across your heart, act on it. Act on it. Whether it's a phone call, whether it's a letter, whatever that case may be, act on it. Do not second guess yourself, because that's what we as older, mature adults do. We second guess it. And we go, "I don't want to bother them." Well, you're not bothering anybody. Let them know you're thinking about them and let them know you're loving on them. But we do that. I've seen it so many times where we'll sit there and we'll try to rethink it is what we'll do. As we patiently wait on our Savior, let me read this last one to you that says, Jesus is the only way. When we give our lives to Jesus, we can rest assured that we will spend eternity in heaven. In John 14:6, it says, Jesus answered, "I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Have you ever lost your way before? I'm sure at one time or another you've been lost doing something. Maybe it's been in a car accident. It's kind of a hopeless feeling, though, especially when you don't know where you're at. Tanya says if you keep making enough lefts, it'll eventually turn into a right. But I don't know. Sometimes that just doesn't work. We always have to be ready. And Jesus says, not only is he the way, he is the truth. Our truth is found in Jesus Christ. Now, today, more than ever is my message. Now, today, more than ever is our truth found in Jesus. And he says the last part, "I am the way, I am the truth, and the life." Please remember, please don't get wrapped up. Temporary, temporary, temporary. Our eternal home is waiting for us in heaven. Most definitely. He says, God's word is alive today and active in all people who have accepted Jesus. We are all sinners saved by grace through faith in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. At Autauga Baptist, we are committed to the Great Commission in Matthew 28. We want to be the hands and feet of Jesus in a not-so-perfect world. So the times right now when we would normally meet on Sunday evening at 6 o'clock, that's been disrupted just for the safety concern. We don't want anybody to get sick. But while you're at home, Make a phone call. While you're at home, send out a text message. While you're at home, write a Bible tract, something God's laid on your heart. While you're at home, spend some time on that front porch swing in that cool evening breeze. Call a family member. There's so many things to do, it's endless that we could act upon while we patiently wait on our Savior. Amen? Let's go to the Lord in prayer. God, thank you so much, Father, for your words that you give, Lord, in this your book, Lord. Thank you, God, for the wonderful handbook to life, God, that we can take it. And we can see how the Thessalonian church was struggling, Lord. And they were requesting prayer. And Father God, Paul was warning them against idleness. We still need the same message today, some 2,000 years later. We need not to be idle right now, Father. We need to be pressing on towards you to always keep our eyes on you, Father. Lord, be with us as a church, Lord, as we grow, as we flourish, as we be your hands and feet, God. Lord, we love you and we thank you, Father. And all that we mentioned on the prayer list, Lord, if I missed somebody this morning, Lord, lift them up. Everybody there, Father. Lord, we just love you and we thank you. Thank you, God, for your words of wisdom, Lord, and how we can take them and apply them directly to our lives. Father, we just love you and we thank you, Lord, as we patiently await on your return. These things I ask in your most precious and holy name. Amen. Miss Kay is going to come and play. Miss Leslie is going to lead in a hymn of invitation. Altar's wide open as usual. I'm down here. Anything that we can do to be of service, we would love to reach out. But consider that week. Consider the message this week as we patiently wait on our Savior. Tanya this morning had gotten some stuff from Miss Jan for Miss Judy this morning. And I want you to know, Miss Judy left one great legacy. With her card ministry, with her phone calls, she truly did show us an example of the hands and feet of Jesus. Think about those such things. And Tanya, you did a beautiful job this morning. And it was a nice little setup. But remember the Jacksons, remember the Harden family, remember everyone on our prayer list, the Pearsons especially, everyone who's gone home. It is a tough time right now. And each of us are patiently waiting on our Savior. Brother Marlon, close us up today.